Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. A beautiful day to you, broadcasting from Kingston, Jamaica in the Caribbean. This is your host, Corinne Lafond, your one and only, of course. And we have with us here today a beautiful guest by the name of Titisha Jackson Burrows. I'm hearing a bit of static on the line. I don't know why I'm hearing that. But we're just going to go ahead and hope that it doesn't come out in the final audio. So let me continue. So we have Titisha Jackson Burrows, and she is a young author in her 20s from New York City, who has taken to writing to expressing her inner thoughts and life's experiences through her stories. She started out journaling, not knowing where her writings were going to take her and how it was going to take shape. And it has become a very compelling book. She's always trying to inspire others and help in any way she can. She will do her best to make sure no one she cares about, which includes me, has to face the same hardships she has already overcome. I hear her laughing in the back. Hi, Titisha. Welcome to Between the Lines, Empowering Network.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course, I'm your new friend, and so you're supposed to take care of me. And
that's
you said,
right.
No one needs right. Right. So we want to welcome all the listeners on the show and just remind them that the show airs on Mondays and Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, which is Jamaican time, so just make sure you compare it to Jamaican time, and that you're free to call in, text, or listen to the show, okay? Wonderful. So, Titisha, you're a young author. First to begin, you're in your 20s. Now, when I read your bio, I don't know exactly what age you are, if you're willing to share with us. Now, people who are in their 20s are always eager to share their age because they're in their 20s. It sounds nice. When you when you start hitting the 30s, 40s, you don't want to share your age. I really don't understand why. That's when you should be proud of your age. You made it to that point.
That's
so
true.
Tell us. Yeah. So... It's like the older they get, they're like, no, you're not supposed to ask a woman her age or whatever. You should be proud. I really don't get that.
I don't get
anyway.
It either. I don't have a problem with divulging my age. I'm 27.
Yeah, and I'm 18. I mean, that's how it goes. You know? Okay, and I'm sticking with that story, okay? That's just what it is. So good for you, Titisha. You have written a book, and tell us a bit about that book and how you came to journaling. Now, journaling is something, I mean, I guess that's a new term that we use, journaling, but really it's, you know, when we used to write diaries as a child or back in the day,
mm-hmm.
and now it has taken a new term, journaling. I guess it sounds good. So we're going to work with that. Now, you... Yeah, so you have been journaling, and you didn't expect to really be writing a book. You're just documenting your everyday occurrences. You're just sharing what's happening with you during the day. Now, tell us how you began doing that, what inspired you to do that, and how it led to this book being written.
I needed a way to purge. I needed a way to cleanse myself
mm-hmm.
creatively. Something that was going to have a positive impact on me. You know what I mean? They always tell you to find something that you can do that'll help you, maybe one day help someone else. And in
right.
the beginning, it wasn't this mission. I wasn't on a crusade to go out and help as many people as possible. I was just writing down things that happened to me in my life that I felt that I needed to get out of my body and onto
mm-hmm.
another platform. Like I needed to cleanse myself. I could no longer hold on to
wow.
this burden of all the things that happened to me in my life. And
wow.
someone recommended that to me, that if maybe you just journal, if maybe you just write it down, you can kind of like, when you see it on paper, it's different. It kind of like transfers from you to something else.
You know, I like that word you use, or words you use, purging and cleansing. And you also mention about getting it out of you, the negativism, the bad things, the hardships, you know, the difficulties, whatever you were facing. A lot of people keep these things in for fear of embarrassment. If somebody should find it and read it, what the hell? You know, that's the whole thing about purging and cleansing. When you feel to throw up, you really don't care where you are or how it comes up. You just throw up because there's something inside of you that is griping your stomach. You're feeling pain and discomfort. And you really don't care where it splatter and who it splatter on. You just need to get it out of you. Right? You're not you might feel a bit of embarrassment, yes, but the main thing at the end of it, you feel better, right? You're able to get this virus or whatever you ate or whatever it is that upset you out of you, and so you're now able to breathe easier. And I use that because that is an actual situation that happens to each one of us at some point in our lives.
Yes, you know? That's very true.
Right. So why is it that when we are going through emotional issues, challenges, difficulties in our life, it doesn't have to do with, well, I mean, it churns our stomach, yes, but it's not churning it enough for us to throw up literally. But we are throwing up in other ways. Our behavior, our mannerism, the way we relate to others, our brain starts going haywire, the thoughts, we can't function. I mean, look at the effects of that. And you don't want to journal. You don't want to talk to somebody. And I think journaling is a fantastic way because as an author myself, and I help other authors to become authors, I say to them, get your thoughts out on the book. Just get them out. Get them on paper. Nobody says it has to be a book. Just get them out. Even if it's not written, you can record yourself talking. It is such a therapeutic thing to talk, to get this thing out of you. You realize when you listen back or read back, this thing, you know, it's like, the problem or the issue doesn't become as big as it seems. You suddenly, because of that cleansing and purging, you're able to somehow think. You're calmer now. You're able to see the situation outside of you and say, okay, objectively, this is what I should do. Is that what happened for you?
Yes. Yes. I've been carrying this burden that was my life for a very long time. And that doesn't do anything for me as far as my health is concerned, as far as my mental healthiness is concerned. I really needed a way to, like I said, just purge and to get it out. And I did so, not knowing where it was going to go, or what, you know, like you said, what form it was going to take. But, you know, after a couple of months of constantly writing about all my experiences and the people who I've encountered, and it took hold of me. Like it was very easy, it was very natural for me to kind of like write this book because it flows so naturally. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like when you're telling your truth, it's all there. It's all there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you are journaling. I mean, somebody recommended or people recommended that you journal. Did other people say seek counseling? Talk to a counselor. Go to a psychiatrist. Church pastor, something. Did people suggest those, and why didn't you take up on those?
Yes, it was suggested for me to maybe go ahead and speak with someone. I didn't take up on it because there's a stigma on needing a shrink or something like that to talk to somebody like that to talk to. And if I'm going to be honest, that just wasn't something I was ready for. Like, I wasn't ready for another person to talk back to me and be in that pain with me. So it was just easier for me and better for me to write it down from my point of view as to what happened to me in my life.
I like that. You know, you said something very significant there, Taitisha. The fact that people avoid, I mean, I'm assuming here, just based on your experience, because I would feel the same way, and I'm going to assume that if we feel the same way, other people may feel the same way, why they don't go to a psychiatrist or a counselor, because you really don't want to put it all out there in front of somebody for them to judge you or criticize you or want to give you advice. You just want this inanimate thing to just soak in everything that you have to say. You know,
right?
Just like when you're throwing up literally and you eat something bad, you really don't want anybody in the way. Get out of the way. I just want to get this thing out of me, the bad food, the whatever. Just get out of the way. Then we could clean up after. but don't get in my way, you know? And that,
yes,
that is, it might sound gross, but that is really what it is. And the fact that you didn't want to experience that, you wanted a safe way to be able to pour yourself out, really pour yourself out. And I love that. So would you want to share with us at least one or two of those experiences that you've had? Because we want people to go and get the book and understand how you overcame those. But share with us one or two within the short time that we have with the listening audience.
Okay, well, the book is called Her Unwanted Child, and it's not loosely based on my life. It is my life. This book is pretty much a documentary of everything that I've went through. And one of the more significant experiences that I've been through is me being abandoned by my mother at a very young age. She left me when I was around 16, maybe 17. She found a new man, and I guess I can't speak for her. I can only speak for me and my point of view. I guess he presented a better situation for her. She liked what he had to offer, and she decided she wanted to be with him, regardless of the fact that she still had a very young, impressionable teen at home who needed a mother. You know, a lot was going on at the time. I was very ill. And I just needed guidance. Everyone around that time needs their mother to show them their way, to teach them how to be a woman, help them put on makeup, you know, just the typical things that mothers and daughters do together. I didn't have that relationship at all with my mother. And when she left, it kind of put me into a spiral. And I made all types of wrong decisions and meeting wrong people and doing wrong things because I didn't have anyone. You know what I mean? Like, I was banished. Because of that, I met a guy, and his name was Sincere. I thought he was Sincere, but he wasn't. He really wasn't. You know, it was fine during the honeymoon phase, what they call the honeymoon phase, when you first meet somebody, and he's so nice and sweet, and he's giving me all the things that I thought I needed. He was filling that void for me from my mother leaving. And after a while, it was no longer good enough for him. He wanted more from me, more than I was willing to give. At the time, I was still a virgin. And he was unhappy with the fact that I made him wait. And he began to be verbally abusive, mentally abusive, and physically abusive. There was a couple of times where I thought I was going to die at his hands.
How old were you at that point? How old were you at that point?
At this point, I was maybe around 18, 19.
You were a baby.
I was still very, very young.
You were a baby. You were a baby. Listen to me. I'm a parent. I'm a mother of two kids, two boys, a 20-year-old and a 12-year-old. And my 20-year-old is still my baby. And I tell them, I don't care how old they get. They are my babies. So you were a baby. Oh, my God. Continue, Titisha, please.
So I really had to find my way. I really had to find my own self-worth and how to get out of that situation. At this time, I'm feeling very, very lost. Like, you know, I can't do anything right. Like, my mother didn't want me. My boyfriend is abusing me. I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to do or where I'm supposed to go. I had no one to turn to. All of my family pretty much shunned me because my mother and my sister put out pretty much a crusade to shame my name. They were telling them, oh, I left and I went MIA. And it was very, very nasty. You know, no one wanted to pick up the phone for me. If I went to their house, they would slam the door in my face. I had no help. I really had no choice but to stay with this abusive boyfriend until I finally found it within myself to run. And I don't mean that, like, you know, I mean that literally. Like, I really had to run.
Oh, my God, I'm not laughing at you, Titisha, but the story, as you said before, and we said in the introduction, is compelling. I am seeing the images of you running, like a running from this situation. And I'm asking myself, and I'm going to ask you, Yeah, I'm going to ask you, why, you know, you're going to blame yourself. It's like you're the common denominator in all of this. So you are to blame, right? Your mother don't want you. It's something with you. The guy is beating upon you. He's, you know, treating you badly. It's you. Your family has this crusade against you. It's you. What it is that I'm doing wrong, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of things going through your head. And how do you overcome that? How do you, after you're surrounded, it's like a war is against you and you're the only one standing. How do you overcome that?
God.
I tell you, girl.
There's no other way to say how I was able to overcome such a thing. I just have this strength within me. I just have this innate ability to know that I'm worth more. That, you know, I was put on this earth for more. And I'm not going to be dormant.
Oh, my God. Titisha, you are a baby. You're still a baby. Okay?
Yes.
In my book. Yes. You're still a baby. And I'm telling you, for a young person to be going through that, I mean, you could have waited until you're like in your 30s or 40s to experience that, you know. But in your 20s, in your 18, in your teenage years, to be experiencing that age you 10, 20 years of your time. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are experiencing things that age you faster than you're supposed to be. And this is what's happening to a lot of young people. They're aging, they're maturing, and maturity is one thing. That's a different level. But you're aging, meaning you're experiencing things that you should be out having fun, yeah? You should be enjoying life. You're not supposed to be dealing with these things. You're not. It's unfair to you. Oh, my God. So you went to God. And what did God direct you to do, Titisha?
To get out. And that's one of the things that I want a lot of women to know, that you don't have to stay in an abusive situation. If anything doesn't feel right to you, I always say, you don't have the right to give up. You don't have the right to just lay down and die.
Yeah.
You owe it to yourself to live, to want to do better for yourself. So that's what I had to learn very, very early on in life.
So where is your mother now? Where's your family? The Crusaders, yeah, the Fabulous 4, 10, and 12. Where are they? Did you look for your mother? Did you try to seek forgiveness? Because if you're going to God, you have to forgive, because you can't be dealing with God and don't forgive now.
That's true. That is a very tough thing to do, because you know in your heart that what you went through wasn't right. But, you know, like you said, anything within faith means that you have to forgive. And I have forgiven her, but that's not something that I don't think I could ever forget. Like, we're cordial. She and I are cordial. I speak to her, like, on Mother's Day. I would definitely be calling her and telling her Happy Mother's Day. But as far as us being, you know, very close, mother and daughter, best friend kind of thing, I don't think that that'll ever be possible.
Wow. Don't say that. God makes everything possible.
True.
God
True.
Makes everything possible. You just have to put it at Him, give it to Him. His shoulders are broad. His back is broad. And He can handle a lot of...
I'm still a work
I'm
in
so
progress.
I'm so sorry. I had to sneeze. He can handle a lot of stuff. I mean,
I'm
you're
still
making
a work
me sneeze
in progress.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we all are, Titisha. We are not complete. We are not complete. Anybody listening to this or anybody out there who think that they are complete, they have reached their level, something is wrong. Something is wrong with them, because that is who we are. We are constantly evolving. We are always a work in progress. We are always willing to learn. We are always open to being developed. And in our relationship with God, it's a constant struggle. That is what makes it so sweet in the end, when we know we can overcome the struggles, when we could forgive our greatest enemies. When we could forgive our greatest enemies and hug and kiss them and don't feel that pain that we used to feel. Because sometimes, you know, we have to look at them and say, you know, just like when Jesus was on the cross and they crucified Him. He didn't deserve to be crucified, but He still forgave them. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't know what they're doing. They don't have that relationship with God like you do. They didn't choose that. So the decisions, the choices, the things that they do is not of the same. So we have to have those kind of eyes, that vision, that looks at things differently. We can't all be the same. We can't look at the behavior of those people and judge them. They don't know what they're doing. It's hard. I'm not saying to forget. You could never forget. But you should forgive. And I know it's hard when it's outside of somebody like me to say that. You know, when it hits your doorstep, it's a different story. You know, you struggle with it. You know, but I've had so many people come on my show, share their struggles. And, you know, I mean, we're human. We plan to murder the people, to vengeance on them. You know, and God knows these things. He knows that we're going to be making these kind of, you know, plans to get back at people. We are human, right? But we know what's the right thing to do, especially if we're following God. And I'm glad that you took the route to still talk with her. And as you say, it's a work in progress. What about the rest of your family? What about your friends and other people who just was against you?
No, none of them still to this day want to have anything to do with me. I guess once it's been done, it's done, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't
but
force
that's okay.
something they don't want to do, you know what I mean? Like, I've reached out to them, but...
Yeah, and continue to pray for them. Continue to build your relationship. Yeah. Continue to build your relationship with Christ. So tell me something now, Titisha. You have this book, Her Unwanted Child. Are you planning to be writing any other books? Because you are still journaling, I'm sure of it.
Yes, I plan to write some more books.
Because when you start journaling, you cannot stop. So
right.
you just have to keep going, okay? And I love your website. I'm actually looking at it now. It's quite compelling. I love your website. I love the picture. Everything is really compelling. The baby in the hand of the mother, it's really, really sweet. Because when you watch these things, you know, a child is so innocent, eh? You're talking innocence. And we're not talking a child meaning baby, you know. I mean, I call you a baby, too. You're innocent all up to your 20s. You know, I mean, people just make bad mistakes. You know, they choose wrongly. They need guidance like this, like you say. We all do. I mean, even though I'm 18, I still need guidance. You know what I'm saying? You understand? I still need guidance. We all do because we are all a work in progress.
Yeah.
Titisha, how can persons get a copy of your book?
I am self-publishing, and self-publishing is so different than traditional publishing. So at the moment,
right.
The book is not in production. I am asking people to help out with the I have a GoFundMe campaign that I've started. And
right.
that's going to be toward finishing production of the book, as well as a 1-800 number that I'm trying to get up and running for lost kids all over the world to call in and get referrals to places where they can eat, sleep, and shower safely.
Okay.
So I definitely want to be that person for them that I was looking for when I needed help. You know what I mean? Like, I would have loved for a 1-800 number to be around when I needed a place to stay.
Wow. Yeah,
so the
and crowdfunding is a popular route. It's a very
right.
popular route that people are using. Yeah.
Yeah. So my GoFundMe campaign is GoFundMe.com/HerUnwantedChild. You can also check me out on Facebook at HerUnwantedChild and again on Instagram at Her_Unwanted_Child.
Okay, hold one second. You went pretty fast with that.
I'm sorry.
You went pretty fast with that. I'm going to ask you to repeat that slowly for me.
Okay, so the GoFundMe campaign is GoFundMe.com/HerUnwantedChild.
I'm putting it in now. GoFundMe.com/HerUnwantedChild.
Mm-hmm. And then on Facebook at HerUnwantedChild.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then Instagram at Her_Unwanted_Child.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm looking at the GoFundMe campaign here, and I'm certainly going to be sharing those links to see what assistance our listeners can give to you. Oh my goodness, this is beautiful.
I mean, anything helps a lot. You know what I mean? Like I'm pretty much
mm-hmm.
doing this by myself, and so
mm-hmm.
it's very how you call it, costly.
Yes, so, I know. I remember I'm an author myself, so I know what it takes to get a book out. You know, but it is possible. You know, I always refer to people like Les Brown and these people who I listen to. These are my mentors, even though they don't know it, but they are my mentors. And it is possible. You just have to believe, you know, and
right. You
have to market and promote it and get it out there. So you're doing the right thing by being on the show. And, you know, I encourage you to try other shows and get on and try and get publicity behind what you want to do.
Right.
And, and it will be supported. It will be supported. But, you know, this is fantastic. You have gone through something. You know, it's stories, or they say sell, eh? Stories sell, especially when it's a true story. You cannot share something that did not happen to you. Does that make sense? It,
mm-hmm.
it reaches somebody's heart and soul when you can relate to the person directly, when you can say, yes, I can relate to that, as opposed to saying, wow, I can't relate to that. You know, I've never been through that. You can't connect with the person that way. But there will be people out there who probably are going through the same thing like you did, or worse, you know. And so
right. You
guys can, you guys can relate on that level. This is fantastic, Titisha. It has been fantastic having you on the show. I'm going to share all these links, and encourage persons to support you and, of course, communicate with you. I'm also on your website, and you're supposed to have a contact us page here. So I will encourage persons to reach out to you through your contact us page. And I see a number on your website. Could they reach you there as well?
They sure can.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Titisha, it's great mm-hmm. again having you on the show. Stay convicted in Christ. You know, decide who you want to have around you in your life, because it's important to make sure that you have the right kind of people around you. And for those who don't want to be, no problem. You don't have space for them. You're filling up the space with them. You're filling up the space with the right people, honey. If they don't want to be there, that's not a problem. You're not begging anybody to be your friend. Okay?
Right.
You are loved. You are loved. Okay? And so the right kind of people are going to come around you. All right? Now, you see, I'm talking to you as a mother. You see that now? Because I can't help myself. You know, I can't help myself as a mother. And even if I wasn't a mother, that's just the type of person I am.
Mm-hmm.
I reach out to total strangers. It's amazing. I can't help myself. It's in my DNA. It's in my DNA. My darling, I wish you all the best in your endeavors. And, of course, please stay in touch with me. Let me know what's going on with your book. Yes, I would love to see that it's published, and keep writing, keep journaling, keep purging, keep cleansing, keep doing what you're doing, and reach out to others. Look for platforms to speak on. Let people know your story. Share it. Share it in any way that you can. And you don't know which ears it will fall on and where that can take you. Okay?
Right.
All right. Is there any final word you want to say to the listening audience?
Thank you so much for everything. I appreciate you guys listening.
Beautiful. Well, just to remind persons to follow the show Between the Lines, Empowering Network. You know how to reach us. And, of course, to like the page, to follow the page, and to be able to see when upcoming shows are coming up, like the one on Friday. And just be good. Enjoy the day. Have fun. Be focused. And, of course, always remember that Christ is in your life. Take care, everyone, and see you guys on Friday.